So let's move on to damage control. So Richard, once the parties are lawyered up, damage control becomes the critical issue from both a public relations standpoint, but also the need to avoid making the criminal liability worse. So how should the client manage this?
Well, it's like what Paul said, that those first few days are critical in the course of the case, I think. And I've been in raids before and walked in and seen the senior managers. They look like they'd just taken a beating, and their immigration counsel's trying to help them deal with these issues. And it is critical. I look at it like first thing is, just like a doctor, your first goal is to do no harm. And you want to stop. You don't want to put yourself in a worse position by the actions you take in those first few hours. For instance, first thing you need to do is make sure there's a litigation hold out where there's absolutely no allegation that any employees, managers, are taking actions to try to obstruct any kind of investigation. You know, the Enron problem with shredding documents, destroying documents, even if it's done innocently, that's not the way the government's going to look at it. They're going to look at it nefariously. It's part of a criminal enterprise. So that's one of the most important things you do is to lock down any documents that you have, especially if it's not a raid. If you get notice of an investigation, you need to do a litigation hold. I would, depending on obviously the size of your company, I would consider hiring a consultant. Rick and I are involved in a case, and it was a worksite raid, and then the actions that were taken by ICE, I think were almost just outrageous. The special agent in charge of ICE got on, gave a press conference, and essentially said that since our client was paying near minimum wage, not at minimum wage, that was a big red flag. They should have known that these contractors that were coming in were out of status. Okay. I mean, it just shows you, to me, you have to have somebody to push back and defend your client in a public relations standpoint. If you don't do it, then this narrative, you know, this idea that I think when Paul and I were U.S. attorneys, or when I was in AUSA working for Paul when he was a U.S. attorney, we always tried to be more circumspect, have the government agencies be more circumspect in the comments they made before any charges were brought. That's just not happening now. Comments are made by agents, law enforcement agents, that are, in my opinion, over the top. So if you don't push back and consider something, you know, your company could be without work. It could be considered like kryptonite, you know, that nobody's going to want to deal with you because of these outrageous allegations. So that's the most, one of the other things you do. And other thing is, Paul said, you got to engage the government agents and try to talk to them and find out, get intelligence, what's the purpose of the investigation? Is it dealing just with the fact that, you know, if you didn't have E-Verify, are there issues there? Is it identity theft issues with the employees that have come into work? If you are using E-Verify, if you aren't, mainly that revolves around dealing with HR folks to try to address some of the issues there. You know, sometimes you'll go, well, how do you know if they come out, how do you know it's a criminal raid, if they're out doing investigations? Normally, if it's an I-9 audit, they'll just have one agent come out. It usually is dedicated just to do I-9 audits. If they show up and there's a special agent, a couple of them, and they're asking questions, that's a big red flag. We had one that one's just about to be resolved next week, where an employee shows up at a Starbucks and a criminal investigator hits him up and asks him to wear a wire. That's a big red flag, okay, if you haven't figured that out yet. So you have to be careful to get intelligence from your, find out what's going on. And then I would suggest trying to drill down and do your own internal investigation to try to find out, you know, what's root of the problem, and maybe come up with craft a a legitimate defense.
And immigration attorneys, this is where you come in. Does the company have written policies and procedures for their verification and their process for making sure that no match letters, et cetera, making sure that the employees have know your rights type letters? Has the company got other businesses, related businesses that need, that where their immigration risks need to be evaluated?